Welcome to Tips for the Transition, where we have deep, meaningful conversations about how significant changes can affect us, our families, relationships, and careers, and how we can move through those changes with more ease and grace. I'm your host, Maria Tomas Keegan, Certified Career and Life Coach for Women, and I'm here to help you navigate the messy seasons of life. In the fifth season of the podcast, we'll focus on career transition because in this post-pandemic world, many women are re-examining how they think and feel about their work lives. So we answer big questions like, who am I now? And how do I move on from here? The resources we create with each episode can help women move from panic to powerful and from rocky to resilient. So if you're ready to consider new options, be inspired, and meet incredible women who are on this life journey with us, you're in the right place. This is Tips for the Transition. Today, I'm doing a solo tips and tea episode because I talk a lot about how change affects us in different ways, and being caught off guard is just one of them. You know, unanticipated events in your career or life can turn your world upside down because you didn't see them coming. Having been through a whole bunch of transitions in my own life, I've learned something. And that is, we can prepare ourselves for life's curveballs. You know, the ones we do see coming and the ones that come out of nowhere. It's like having a contingency plan. I'm often asked by my clients what I mean by being prepared with a contingency plan for those significant events and how to do that. And I thought some of you in our audience might also wonder about this. So I'd like to share my thoughts on the subject. If you researched how to prepare for the unexpected, you would mostly find strategies and ideas related to planning financially for emergencies. And that might be a big part of your contingency plan. But I believe there's more to it. If you followed me for a while, you probably know that one thing I do to become inspired or motivated is to look at what other people have said or done. When it comes to preparing for life's eventualities, wise people have done it already, and we can learn from them. So with that in mind, I'd like to share with you three powerful quotes from some brilliant people. Take Benjamin Franklin, for example. He said, "By failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail." And Abraham Lincoln said, "Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first hour sharpening the axe." And I'm paraphrasing Thomas Edison when he shared this idea. Success lies at the crossroad of preparation and opportunity. Now, some people might hear those wise proverbs and think these gentlemen are talking about how to approach your career, the work you do in the world, and life in general. But I think these sayings can also guide you through creating a contingency plan to help you through life's most unexpected moments. So let me break it down for you a bit. As we all know, especially after the challenges we faced in 2020 and continue in 2021, change is a constant in life. In fact, it may be the only thing we can really depend on. Things never stay the same. And you can't get away from change because life on this earth is designed for it. Babies are born and people die. You grow as a child and you shrink as you get older. Gaining weight and losing it, another change. A great mood greets you in the morning, then something happens to change it. Or one door closes and another opens. It's how the world works. Accepting that change is here to stay is the first step.
learning to adapt to change comes next. And that's where the preparation comes in. That's where your contingency plan can come in. Although you can't predict everything that will happen, you can have a vision in mind. You can stay in forward motion to bring it to fruition. And you can have a plan for the unexpected. The first thing you can do is reflect on past events in your life and in the lives of other people you know or have read about. What significant events took place? How did you handle them? What did you do well? And that's something you can repeat. And what didn't go so well that you want to adjust or repair? What can you learn from how other people have handled adversity and come out on top? There is so much our life experiences can teach us if we're willing to look at them objectively, as if you are a witness to the event rather than a participant. The first step in your contingency plan could be to take stock of all of your major life or career events. List them out. Describe what happened. Next, take note of your responses to each of them. What worked in your favor? Then detail the ways you reacted that didn't help you move through the situation very well. These are the lessons that become the foundation for your contingency plan. Once you know what worked and what didn't, you can decide which tools worked that you want to keep in your treasure chest to dust off the next time life turns you upside down. The second step in preparing for the unexpected is to play the what-if game. Although thinking about the worst could put you in a negative mindset if you let it, it can also help you to prepare for how you want to respond when bad things happen. When you ask yourself, what if, you are thinking through a particular situation's possible outcomes. What if you didn't get that promotion? What would you do then? What are all the possible responses to that result? And what if you needed to find another way to make a living because you chose to stay home with your kids to monitor their homeschooling? What if your relationship went south? What are the choices you have? And what if someone significant in your life passes away, either expectedly or unexpectedly? What plans can you make so you're prepared for the potential upheaval and have contingencies in place? So just a word of caution. As you think about all the possible what-if scenarios, be sure to balance the negative with the positive. You know as well as I do that there are always at least two sides to a story. As you think of adverse outcomes, offset each one of them with an encouraging one. That way, you won't get mired and stuck dwelling on only the worst case. Now, don't get me wrong. There is little you can do to prepare your heart for profound and life-altering events, especially when they come out of the blue. But you can prepare your mind for the eventuality by working on how you choose to respond when the unexpected happens. It may take a while before your heart comes around. That's something you can bank on. The heart doesn't mend as quickly. While your heart heals, you can put plans in the hands of those people you trust to have your back and to keep you safe. It's step number three. These folks are the ones you choose to surround you with love, advise you when there are tough decisions to make, and always have your best interests at heart. They are positive people who know what you value most and can guide you to make choices when you can't think straight. They are your personal board of directors, your band of angels on earth, and your daily inspiration to keep moving, all rolled into one. And the final step in preparing your contingency plan to help you through life's most unexpected moments is to decide how you want to respond when those inevitable, unpredictable shifts and changes happen. Are you a wallower? Do you tend to feel like a victim when things happen to you? Or do you want to respond with resilience and confidence that you've got this? Do you choose to see the silver lining when life threatens to bowl you over? Deciding in advance how you want to bounce back from life-altering circumstances will give you an advantage when they happen. It's a big part of your contingency plan. It's like flexing a muscle. You have worked on this muscle before, even though you may not have used it in a while because things have been going along just smoothly and lovely. Your muscle still knows how to respond when you engage it. So when life turns your world upside down unexpectedly, take a pause. Recall your contingency plan and activate it. Call all the people you need to be around you. Remember that you decided how you want to respond. Keep in mind the choice you made not to let life's adverse circumstances define you. Think of all the ways you can show up each time you get tossed a curveball and how you can move beyond it. When you prepare a contingency plan to help you get through life's most unexpected moments, you can change the way you think about adversity. You can shift your perspective from life happening to you to it happening for you or through you. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. I hope these tips are helpful if you're wondering what you can do to plan for the unexpected in your career or your life. I appreciate that you're a part of this community. You know, my mission as a coach is to share resources with women like my book, my courses, and these recordings, so the tips and life strategies can help you when life turns your world upside down. I want to help you put the pieces back together again in a new way so you can turn yourself right side up again. Women hired me to help them move from panicked to powerful and from rocky to resilient. So feel free to share this show with the women in your life so no one of us will ever again feel like we are alone. Many of us have gone through challenging times, and we're here to help you through your journey with more ease and grace. I believe it's our time to thrive. Will you join me on that ride? Till next time, I'm Maria Tomas Keegan.